Mesechtes Bar Mitzia, Daf Mem Vav, 5 lines on the bottom of Daf Mem Heyam Beis, the Gemara just discussed that although in Kinyan B'Kesef and Kesef can't be used to effectuate a Kinyan based on a standard Kinyan Kesef, either on the Rabbanidic level or on the Raisidic level. However, the Gemara brought a machlekes between Rav and Levi if someone can use Kesef as the item that is exchanged when being Kinyan through Chalipin. And keep in mind that when a buyer gives Kesef to a seller, then really there is no difference between the Kinyan of Kesef and the Kinyan of Chalipin, as the action is all the same. However, Rashi points out that although we learned beforehand that Nasle Mois Le Mashchi Menoperis Yachal Lachsubai and a Kinyan of Mois does not work, Hani Mila Kishin Nasle Bateris Damim Kederach Mechachamemka, that is only when you give it based on Damim and you want to be Kinyan through Kesef, just like the standard way of Mechachamemka, Avon Nasle Bateris Chalipin. But if originally when he gave over the money, he said, I'm using this as Chalipin, then Kibin Shemashach Zez Hamois Nitin Leachifah Shalai Bechal Machim Shehu. And really the only difference between using money for Kinyan Kesef and using money for Kinyan Chalipin is if the Lekeach says they want to be Kinyan through a Kinyan of Kesef, or if he says I want to be Kinyan through a Kinyan Chalipin. However, other Rishonim explained that if Reuven gives over to Shimon Kesef and he says I'm giving you this money and you're going to return this money to me, then we see that he's doing it based on Chalipin, as when someone uses a Kinyan Kesef, then the buyer gives money to the seller and he doesn't get that money back. However, just like in a prototypical case of Chalipin, where Reuven is buying something from Shimon and he gives him his handkerchief and this is used as a symbolic gesture, and then Shimon takes the handkerchief and gives it back to Reuven, and so too B'negeya Kesef, if Reuven gives Kesef to Shimon to effectuate a Kinyan Chalipin and Shimon gives the money back to Reuven, then we see that they were doing this based on Kinyan Chalipin and not based on a Kinyan Kesef. And the Gemara brought this machlekes between Rav and Levi, and Chad Oma Matbeya Nasa Chalipin V'Chad Oma Imatbeya Nasa Chalipin. One hold that a coin can be used to effectuate a Kinyan Chalipin, and one hold that a coin cannot be used to effectuate a Kinyan Chalipin. And we saw that Amra Papra Papa stated, my time in the Manda Amma Imat Bein Asa Chalipin. What is the reason for the Manda Amma to hold the Imat Bein Asa Chalipin? And he explained, Mishum the Daita at Surta, Vitsurta Vida the Butler. And Rashi and Diba Maskel, my time in the Manda Amma, brings down the Shita Rab Nachman, which we will see in Daf Mem Zayim and Aleph. And Rab Nachman explained that since we learned the entire Din of Chalipin from the Pasuk and Rus that states, Shalof Nishnaloi, therefore the only item that could be used for Chalipin is something which is similar to an alloy and has to be a kli. However, Peiris or any other metalflin cannot be used for Chalipin, and therefore Rashi explains that certainly Rav and Levi both have to argue with Rav Nachman, as according to Rav Nachman, certainly ein matbei nasa Chalipin, as no other metalflin can be used for Chalipin in any case, and therefore why would Rav and Levi specifically be arguing regarding a matbeya? And therefore Rav Papa explains that although you could use any other kli or metalflin for Chalipin, however, either Rav or Levi hold that you still can't use a matbeya because the daita atzurta v'tzurta vida de batla. And as Rashi explains, that the seller who is being makna his item and would take a matbeya as chalipin is not relying on the intrinsic value of the actual monetary value of the silver or the gold of this coin, and instead he's relying on the official figure and the fact that there's a legal tender and there's an imprint on the coin, as an unminted coin isn't chashiv. And since the king can always void or cancel this currency and decide to mint new coins with a different figure on it, so a coin isn't considered an item that is stable and it's not considered an item that's Mesuyim and Shalim. And even if we disagree with Rav Nachman and we hold that the actual item that is being used for Chalipin doesn't have to be mamish like a null and doesn't have to be a kli, however, there is still a requirement that Chalipin must be done with an item that is similar to a null, which is Mesuyim and Shalim. And our Gemara begins, Amra Papa, Rav Papa states, Afilu Manda Oma, Imat Be an Asa Chalipin, even according to the Manda Oma that hold that a Matbeya cannot effectuate Chalipin, and if the seller gives the buyer money as a Chalipin, that would not work. Me'evet hud le'ovet Chalipin, that certainly it can't work in order to effectuate Chalipin, but certainly a coin can be kanui if you use a method of Chalipin. And for example, if Reuven's selling a piece of clothing to Shimon, and Reuven gives the piece of clothing to Shimon, and he does so b'tayris Chalipin, then automatically Shimon's money will now belong to Reuven, as Reuven was kanui through a kinyan of Chalipin. And as Rashi says, a kinyan makni b'chalipin, kinyan sudoi metalten shechinegdoi, koine oisa b'chalipin, mikivin shemashach bala matbeya, chalipa mishechinegdoi, nikna matbeya le bala suda. And Rav Papa continues and explains, mi lehava peiru Rav Nachman, just like we find regarding peirus and other metalten, according to the shita Rav Nachman that we previously mentioned. And although peiru Rav Nachman, lava afagav the inu loyab di chalipin, a kinyan makni b'chalipin, that even though according to Rav Nachman, the only thing that could be used for chalipin and could effectuate chalipin is only a kli, but a peiri or a any other metaltan cannot be used for chalipin. And even so, if someone wants to be koina peiris through a kinyan chalipin, they could be koina the peiris through using a suda. And if the buyer gives a suda to the seller, then automatically the peiris belong to the buyer. And as Rashi brings, umayduhu and Rav Nachman's mayduh to Rav Sheshes, shekaldava shechineged akli nikta bechalipe akli dechsev l'kayim kaldava, as the pasuk in Rus also says that it's mekayim anything, and chalipin could work in order to acquire any item, and there is no restriction as to what chalipin can be koina. And even if the item is not a kli, the kinyan of chalipin can work according to Rav Nachman, and therefore Rav Papa explains that tivanami loishna, and even though the Manda Amah holds that imat be nasa chalipin, and it can't be used in order to effectuate a kinyan of chalipin, but it can be the subject of the acquisition of chalipin, and if someone wants to acquire kesef, they could do so through a kinyan of chalipin. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask a question on Rav Papa from Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. Let us recall the basic dinim of Maaseh Sheni, that if someone has peiros of Maaseh Sheni and he doesn't want to bring the peiros to Yerushalayim in order to eat the peiros in Yerushalayim, then the Torah gives him a right to be paid to these peiros and bring up money to Yerushalayim and then buy peiros and other food products in Yerushalayim and eat those peiros and other items b'kedushas Maaseh Sheni. And we know that there's a difference as to who is redeeming the Maaseh Sheni. As if Reuven has peiros of Maaseh Sheni and he sells the peiros to Shimon, then at this point Shimon owns the peiros and the kedushas Maaseh Sheni are removed from the peiros, and now the kedushas Maaseh Sheni transferred onto the money that Reuven now has. However, instead of Reuven selling his Maaseh Sheni to Shimon, Reuven himself is paid to the Maaseh Sheni with his own money, then the Torah teaches us that you have to pay the full value of these peiros, and you have to add on a chaimish, and you have to add on a surcharge of 25%. So for example, if the peiros Maaseh Sheni are worth $1,000, then if Shimon buys these peiros from Reuven, he would only pay $1,000, and if Reuven wants to use his own money in order to transfer the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni or for the peiros and put it onto the money and then travel to Yerushalayim, then he'll have to pay $1,250. And we know that the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni teaches us that if Reuven has peiros of Maaseh Sheni and he wants to be ma'arim and he doesn't want to have to pay the surcharge of a chaimish, then if he has peiros and he also has money, he could give the money to his older child and his son will be able to be paid the peiros of Maaseh Sheni and will not be required to pay the extra surcharge of a chaimish. And the Mishnah continues, if Reuven is standing in the area of the threshing floor and Reuven at this point doesn't have any money with him and he wants to be ma'arim and make sure that he could redeem the Maaseh Sheni and take off the kedusha off this peiros, but the Maaseh he doesn't want to pay the surcharge, so he could say to his friend Shimon, that I'm giving you these peiros b'matana, and therefore at this point Shimon is the owner of these peiros of Maaseh Sheni, and Reuven is considered like an other person and has no connection to these peiros of Maaseh Sheni. And we continue on daf mem vav merav, and then Reuven can tell Shimon that I want to transfer the kedusha of these peiros Maaseh Sheni onto the money that I have in my house, and since I'm considered a nachri legabi these peiros, therefore I don't have to pay the surcharge and I don't have to pay an extra chaimish. As Rashi says that in the bottom of the Amid, that this will work because he sold it to another person kadesh l'yischayv chaimish. Dechsiv, as the pasuk tells us, imgol yigol ish mimasari chamishisa yosef olav, and we learn out mimasari it's only from the peiros that he owns, v'loy alekech Maaseh Sheni shalachirim, and you don't pay the extra surcharge when you're buying the peiros Maaseh Sheni that belongs to someone else. And Rashi also explains that the reason why Reuven should do this with his friend, as Rashi says, because they have a previous relationship, and they know that they're creating this trick and they're only doing so in order to be potter from the chaimish. And ultimately Reuven knows that although he will give this money to Shimon, but Shimon will give the money back to him once they finish with this procedure. At that point Reuven will, number one, have his peiros, and those peiros will no longer have kedushas Maaseh Sheni, and number two, Shimon will give him back his money, and that money will have kedushas Maaseh Sheni, and Reuven will take that money up to Yerushalayim and use it in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara now continues and tries to bring a raya against Rav Papa as time with the Imbiyadi Mois, that the reason why the Mishnah gave this Eitzah to Reuven is because Reuven didn't have any money at the threshing floor, and certainly Ha'im Yesh Biyadi Mois, if Reuven would have had money at that time as well, then he should just give the money over to Shimon, Uparik, and then Shimon will be able to go and redeem the Maaseh Sheni peiros from Reuven. Reuven wouldn't have to transfer the actual peiros to Shimon, the Hachi Adif, as certainly it's better for Reuven to give actual money to Shimon, the Havali Nachri, as certainly Shimon is a Nachri, and certainly Shimon has no relationship to these peiros at all. And once Shimon has the money, then he'll be able to go and redeem the Kedushas Maaseh Sheni off the peiros of Reuven, and it won't won't look that funny to people, because ultimately people know that these periods belong to Reuven, and therefore when Shimon gives money to Reuven, people don't look at it as a major harama. And as Rashi says, the hachi adav she'in nireis harama kolkach li potter min achaymish the havali chaverin achra legavi maisa the karinim be mamasari prat shal achirim. It seems that the only reason why the Mishnah stated that Reuven should go and give the periods over to Shimon is because he had no choice, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that he can even make harama even in a case where it looks a little bit funny that Reuven's taking the periods of Maisa Sheni and transferring them to Shimon as a matana, and that certainly looks like a major harama and a major subterfuge, and therefore it seems that the Mishnah only said this because they had no other choice, and it seems that the Mishnah had no other way to find a scenario where Reuven could pat himself from paying the extra chaimish. And the Gemara is v'yamrit ma'beya nikna b'chalipin, the lechayer according to what our Papa just taught us that a ma'beya could be nikna through chalipin. So why didn't the Mishnah tell us that nikna le mais lehech agav suda v'lifreik, let Reuven keep his periods of ma'isa sheni, and even though Reuven doesn't have any money at the threshing floor, but let him go and be makna his money to Shimon by using a kinyan chalipin. And for example, Shimon will take a suda and give it to Reuven, and that manner Shimon will be able to reclaim the mice of Reuven that's in his home, and then Shimon will be able to go and say, I'm being paid your peiros of Maisa Sheni with the money that you just gave me. And of course, if this is a possibility, then this would be a better etzah, as ultimately, since Reuven is keeping his peiros and he's keeping the peiros of Maisa Sheni, therefore this looks less like a harama, and this should be a better etzah. If Rav Papa is correct, then why didn't the Mishnah give this as an example? And the Gemara answers that really we could say that Rav Papa is correct, that Matbeh is nikta b'chlipin, but l'maisa, the Leslie Suda, we're talking about a case where both Reuven and Shimon were standing in the threshing floor, and no one had a Suda, and therefore they couldn't effectuate a Kinyan Chalipin with a Kinyan Suda. And the Gemara continues that although we answered according to our Papa, the Leslie Suda, but l'maisa, there's still a Shverkait on that Mishnah itself, as why did the Mishnah state that the only way that Reuven could go and make harama is by transferring his peiros of Maisa Sheni to his friend Shimon, as if l'chayr, the best way to go and make harama is by making sure that you keep the peiros and you only have your friend get the money and give you money. So for Nele Nele Agav Kaka, then why did the Mishnah give us a scenario that Reuven could say to Shimon that I have these peiros and I have money in my house and I want you to be clean of this money and I'll be makdir to you through a kinyan of Agav, and Reuven will give Shimon a small piece of the threshing floor through a matana, and Shimon will be koine through a kinyan chazaka. As we know, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Chaf Vav and Aleph teaches us nechasim she'in l'machrayis niktim nechasim she'ish l'machrayis because of shtav chazaka. Therefore, Shimon will now acquire the money of Reuven that was in Reuven's home. And as Rashi says, v'chaver zeh yoyma haripeus halalum chalalam ma'us she'ishli bebeischa. And then Shimon will say that the kedushas ma'is sheni on the peiros that belong to you should be transferred onto my ma'is that are in your house. And as Rashi says, the hachi adiv, that certainly, as we said, this is better, as the havali nechra, as Shimon is a third party and is an unrelated party to Reuven, v'hakush rapapa loymak shinan. And as we stated, this question is not a question of papa, elatui kamitama masisin. And this question of the Gemara is a direct question on the Mishnah Masechtas Maisa Sheni. And the Gemara answers the less late kaka, that we're talking about a case where Reuven didn't have any kaka to be makna to Shimon. And the Gemara is va'imi begoyim tani l'maisa, the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven was standing in the threshing floor, and it's mashma that Reuven owns the threshing floor, and how can you say the lesley kaka? And the Gemara answers begerin sheni shloi that in the chanami Reuven was standing in the threshing floor that he did not own and he was just using. In the chanami Reuven didn't have any kaka, and therefore he couldn't be makna his money to Shimon agav kaka. And the Gemara now returns to its question on our papa that we answer, we're talking about a person that did not have a suda, and neither Reuven nor Shimon had any piece of clothing while they were standing in the threshing floor, and therefore the Gemara is v'ichbul tan lashminan begavra tiloi the lesley v'loi klum. Do you think that Tana would tell us a case where we're talking about a person that didn't have anything on him and he was standing in the threshing floor naked without any clothing, and neither Reuven nor Shimon were wearing any clothing, and they didn't even hang the handkerchief in order to perform a ma'aseh of chalipin? And of course, it doesn't make a lot of sense that the Mishnah would be talking about such a scenario. And it must be that he really had clothing, and even so, the Mishnah did not feel that it's an itzah that Reuven can go and transfer the money that he has in his house to Shimon by using a kinyan chalipin, as the Mishnah holds that according to the Manda Amar, that imat be'a niktum b'chalipin, that a matbeya can't be used in order to effectuate chalipin. The same holds true that through the use of a kinyan chalipin, you can't effectuate a kinyan on a matbeya. As Rashi says, ichbil tana nisase katana v'tarach l'hayrus lono alocha b'dovashen and matzoi, she'a adam imid begurin arm, and lav shmami noa begurin shein shloi, that although it's talking about a begurin shein shloi, and therefore you couldn't be coining the money through a kinyan of agav, avasud yeshloi, but certainly there was a handkerchief there, and Reuven and Shimon were wearing clothing, vafil lahaki appears, tsirach litloi matana, shein amois, nikna bechalipin, and I intended to do a maskal al shmami noa, de imat be nikna bechalipin, that at this point of the Gemara, since we see from the Mishnah Masechtos Maaseh Sheni that chalipin cannot be used to acquire a matbea, therefore it must be that a matbea can't effectuate chalipin either, and therefore from this Mishnah Masechtos Maaseh Sheni we also have a raya either against Rav or Levi, and whichever mandama was the mandama who held that matbea is nasa chalipin and a matbea can effectuate chalipin, and as Tesis says el shmami noad e matbea nikta bechalipin umandama nasa chalipin nami yisaisiv de mideina nikta koshkin shloi nasa v'not ad hacha, and the reason why we waited until this point in order to shlug up both of the shitas and to shlug up the shita that matbeya nikta b'chlipin, and also to shlug up the shita that matbeya is nasa chlipin. And Taisa continues and points out that the Gemara in a moment will bring down three different manda amrim and will say v'chein amr ula imat beya nasa chlipin, v'chein amr abasi imat beya nasa chlipin, v'chein amr abbochad amr abbechon imat beya nasa chlipin. And l'chir it seems to be out of order, as l'chir we should have brought this right after we brought the shita of Rav and Levi. And Taisa states l'kachim tenami ad hocha loyma v'chein amr ula v'chein amr abasi v'chein amr abbochad amr abbechon. And the reason is mishum d'hach masnisa m'sayelu, as now that we have this Mishnah, so now we have a raya to all these shitas, and we paskin that in matbeya nasa chalipin. And the Gemara continues that even though Rav Papa was the man who brought down that matbeya nikta b'chalipin, and if someone wants to use a kinyan chalipin to be coin a matbeya, they could do so. However, after Rav Papa hadabe, Rav Papa himself was eventually chayza, and he actually agrees that in matbeya nikta b'chalipin, ki had Rav Papa, just like we find the story of Rav Papa, havali treisa alfi dinri bechuzai, that he either had a pekodin 12,000 dinrin in a place called bechuzai, or as we explained in Masechtos Baba Kama, that Rav Papa was owed 12,000 dinrin from someone that lived in Bechuzai, Akninul Rav Shmuel Ba'acha, Aga Vasifa de Besei, and Rav Shmuel Ba'acha was going to Bechuzai, Rav Papa asked Rav Shmuel Ba'acha to go and collect the 12,000 dinrin for him, and in order to make sure that he had the best taina, he wanted to make sure that the person that had the 12,000 dinrin would not ignore Rav Shmuel Ba'acha's request, and therefore he was makna the 12,000 dinrin to Rav Shmuel Ba'acha, and of course the 12,000 dinrin weren't there, and the way that Rav Papa made sure to be makna the 12,000 dinrin to Rav Shmuel Ba'acha was based on a kinyan agav, and Rav Papa was makna the threshold of his house to Rav Shmuel Ba'acha, and agav the threshold of his house, he was also makna the 12,000 dinrin to Rav Shmuel Ba'acha, and of course it would have been much easier for Rav Papa to be makna the 12,000 dinrin to Rav Shmuel Ba'acha by using a kinyan chalipin, and therefore by the fact that he used a kinyan agav, it must be that Rav Papa was chayza, and he hold that in matbeya nikta b'chalipin, and therefore he couldn't use a kinyan chalipin, and instead he used the kinyan of agav, and the Gemara tells us ki also nafik la'apei at tovach, and Rav Shmuel Ba'acha was coming back with his $12,000, so Rav Papa was so excited, he went to meet him, and he met him to a place called Tavach, which was a far distance. And before we continue, we mentioned before the Lesley Suda, that neither Reuven or Shimon had a handkerchief, and this was based on the Shittim Kubeses that brings down from the Rosh, the Pirish, the Lesley Suda, loy lahai v'loy lahai, that neither Reuven or Shimon had a handkerchief, and he explains the Islay Suda, le'idach, liked le'be, l'manda om b'keil shekoyna, and the l'manda om b'keil shemakna, le'sve le'lhai matona, and of course they're working in tandem, kivin the hoya oyvai, v'ratza l'saya, lafkiya maisroi mechoymish. The Gemara now continues that even though we mentioned before there's a machlekes between Rav and Levi, if matbe is nasa chalipin or in matbe is nasa chalipin, however, as Taisa mentioned, now that we brought the Mishnah Masechtos Maaseh Sheni, therefore it's muchach that we hold that in matbe is nasa chalipin, and therefore, v'cheinam ula, therefore ula also says in matbe is nasa chalipin, v'cheinam rab asi in matbe is nasa chalipin, and finally, v'cheinam rab b'chana om rab echon in matbe is nasa chalipin, that a coin cannot be used to effectuate chalipin. And the Gemara continues, Esfi Rab Abba Ula, Rab Abba asked the following question to Ula, who held that in matbe is nasa chalipin, and he asked a question from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, Harei shehoi chamarev u'payla of Tavin Eisa B'shuk, that if Reuven's donkey driver or his worker comes and is teveya him in the marketplace, and as Rashi says, that he was teveya mois charam, either the wages, umzain and seim, and their mezainis, and their food, and lemaisa Reuven didn't have money in the marketplace, v'amal l'shulchani, and Reuven says to a money changer that he had a relationship with, henli bedina mois v'afanseim, give me copper coins in the value of a dinar, and this way I'll be able to give it to my workers, and this way they will stop bothering me, and v'ani el'lecha yofadina betrisis m'moishi ishli, and eventually I'll bring back a full dinar to you, and I'll also add on to the payment a full tresis, which would be for your wages, And Rashi explains, Kasaka Daitoch Dina Yofa Hayetsu Beitzokama, when he said Yofa Dino, he meant to say, I'm going to give you a proper Dino that is Evil Secha. And the Brisa tells us, Yeshle Mois Mutovim Lav Osso. So if Reuven has a Dino and a Tresis in his home, then this would be Mutta. However, if Reuven did not have this money in his house, then it would be Osso to do so, and this would be a potential problem of Ribbis. And Rashi explains that if Reuven has the Dino in his house, then by the Shulchani giving him a Dino, it's as if the Shulchani is acquiring the Dino that's in his house through the din of Chalipin. Therefore, there is no problem of Ribbis because Lemaisa was a basic transaction where Shimon gave Reuven a Dino, and automatically Reuven received the Dino in return, and there was no Scharam Tana. And the only reason why Shimon was adding on this extra payment was as a fee to the money changer and not as Ribbis. And as Rashi says, Machbas Dechay Ozel Gabe lost like Trisis Yesa, the income Shim Ribbis, Shrein Kan Scharam Tana, Shrein Mamtin like Klum, because the money changer is not waiting for his money at all. Areo Perimiad, because Reuven is paying the money changer immediately. Yumishim Mashach has Moisa Shulchani, Nikla Hadina Sherebesa, Bechal Makam Shu, that based on Chalipin, the money changer was Koiner, the Dina of Reuven, at any place where that money was. And even though it was still in Reuven's house, it was already acquired by the money changer. That's why Rashi continues, Vim Lav Asa. However, if Reuven did not have a Dina in his home, then it would be Asa to do so. The Kimit Ein Le Dina Bebesa in Kan Chalipin, so then there's not a Dina of Chalipin over here. El Kishar Mecha Ba'alma, then it's like any other Mechira, Shumeschayev Le Dina Lo Isis Man, that Reuven is telling the money changer that eventually I will give you the Dina, but Trisis Moisa Le Beschab Ba'isa Shehimtin, and therefore when Reuven is adding on this Trisis, he is adding it on for the Scharim Tana, and of course that would be a potential problem of Ribbis, at least Midrabanon. And Rababa now continues to ask this question on Ula, V'isak Adaitach Eimat Be'a Nasach Lipin, and if you're going to tell me that Amat Be'a cannot affect you Chalipin, Havali Halva, then certainly when the money changer gives money to Reuven, it can't be that he's being coined the money that's in Reuven's home, and therefore it's based on Halva, V'asa, and it should be also even in the case where Reuven has money in his house, and therefore Rababa is bringing Raya that number one, that Amat Be'a is Nasach Chalipin, and number two, that Amat Be'a is Niknas B'Chalipin, as once the money changer gives money to Shimon, then Reuven automatically acquires the money that Shimon has in his house. And the Gemara tells us, Ishtik, that Ula was quiet and did not have an answer. And the Gemara tells us that Amalei, Rab Abba responded to Ula, and he said, Dilma, maybe I could tell you that you're correct, that Eimat Be'a Nasa Chalipin, and even so, there's no problem of Ribbis over here, as Idi Beputei Shano Deleka Alayu Tiva, then in this case of the Braisa, we're not talking about coins at all, because Enechanami, then number one, Eimat Be'a Nasa Chalipin, and number two, Ein Matbeya Niktum Bechalipin. But the Brice is talking about a case where they weren't actual coins that were minted and had a form on them, but both the coins that the money changer gave to Reuven and the coins that Reuven had in his house were blank coins that were not minted. Therefore, they don't have a status of Matbeya, V'idi Peirahava, and both of them are considered Peiris, U'mishum Hakim Niktum Bechalipin, and that is why the Brice teaches us that they were Niktum Bechalipin, and that's why as long as Reuven had these coins in his home, then it was not a problem of Ribbis, as it was an immediate transfer, and the extra payment of the Trisis was not for Scharam Tanis Mois, and it wasn't considered a payment of Ribbis, and instead it was a payment for the services of the Shulchani. As Rashi says, Beputrais, Mois Shal Nechaisa Shemadayim, Belay Tzura, Ke'in Asima in Shal Kesef. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, Sa'ulu responds to Rab Abba, that in Chanami, this is Pshan de Braisa, and Dekanami, I'll bring you riot, this is Pshan de Braisa, Dektani Yafa Dina Vitrisis, Velay Tana Dina Yafa Vitrisis, Shmamina. By the fact that the Braisa taught us that Reuven said to the Chemedi that if you give me these coins, then I will give you Yafadino and Vitrisis. So it's Mashmar, he wasn't talking about actual coins, as if he would be talking about actual dinrim, which were actually minted coins and had a tzur on it, then he would have said, I'm going to give you a Dina Yafa. And by the fact that he used the term of Yafadino, then it's Mashmar, I'm going to give you something which has the value of a Dina, but it's not an actual Dina, as it wasn't minted. And the Gemara says, that Shema Minor, that's a good Raya. And the Gemara continues, Rashi Amar, Lo Ilum Bedam Uruputais, but Kivin Islay Nasaka Im Halveni Achiyav Bini, Oyachem Samavteach. In the Chanami, we could be talking about a scenario. The Chenvedi did not acquire the actual money from Reuven's house at the time that the Chenvedi gave money to Reuven, and even so, there's not going to be a problem of Ribbis as long as Reuven had that money in his house. And the reason why it is not considered Ribbis is since Reuven had this dinner in his house, Therefore, it's similar to a case of Sar B'Sar, where we said beforehand that there is no problem of Ribbis, since Reuven has the Sar in his home, even though the money changer did not actually acquire the money that was in Reuven's house. The Maisa, since Reuven has the money in his home, therefore won't be a problem of Ribbis. And Rashi explains, Rav Ashi Amal Ilim B'Putais, he could Ka'amrit Medektari Yafadina, that certainly since the Brisa used the term of Yafadina, therefore we must be talking about unminted coins, and the reason why there's no din of ribbis is not because the din of chlipin applied, as shafilu histin by b'teres damim, as even if Reuven said to Shimon that I don't want this to work b'teres chlipin, and I'm going to eventually give you this money, in kan ribbis the aganotale is not a din of ribbis, as not considered a din of aganota. Shafilu hava im yesh lo b'beisa mutalas le oidif the hava le halveni at shiyavu b'ni, as this is similar to a case of sa b'sa, where he said that I can't give you this sword I have in my house until my son comes, or until I get the key to open up the storehouse where I have the saw. According to the way that Rashi explained in the Gemara, it's a bit sarbiya. Why would the Brisa have to give us a case where they were both giving each other prutais, and why don't we speak about a regular case where they had money, and even so there's no problem with ribbis? I entice Diba Maskal Nasa Kaimul Hilvania Achiava Bini Achem Saramteach, then Taiman he the Shari Sar Basar, but Achiava Bini, that although it's true that it's mutter to lend someone a saw of Paris in a case where he's going to get back an exact saw, even if the price will fluctuate, and because he knows that he has the son in his house and he's only waiting for his son to come back, or he has to find a key. However, that's where you're giving an actual saw back for the original saw. But certainly, but if someone would give a saw to someone and say that I have two saw in my house, I will pay you two saw, that certainly is ribbis. And over here, Reuven asked the chenvedi to give him a dinar, and he said that I'm going to give you a dinar and a trisis, and l'chari, that should be a problem of ribbis. And Taisa explains, that Taisa's hold, in our case, the shulchni actually gave actual coins that were minted to Reuven, and then Reuven is replacing it with coins that were unminted coins. And since Reuven is giving the Shulchni a different type of coin than the Shulchni originally gave to Reuven, therefore it is not a case of Hava, and it's considered a case of Mekar Memkar, and therefore there's no problem with Reuven returning to the Shulchni a full dinar valued of unminted coin, and also adding on a trisis. And Lefi Taisis, it makes sense why the Gemara speaks about a case of Prutais as Einachanami, if both Reuven and the money changer gave each other real coins and actual minted coins, then there would be a problem of ribbis, ayin and taisis. And the Gemara continues once again that we just brought from multiple amrayim that imat bey and nasach lipin. And the Gemara states, Tashma, bring your raya from a Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, that imat bey is nasach lipin, as the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin states, kol nasa damim ba'achar kibin shezoch hazeh neschai zeh b'chlipin. And the Mishnah used a term kol nasa damim ba'achar, and Rashi said, the kasach gedaita tohachikama kol rogalias nitin damim ba'achar dahin imat beya, that this refers to an item that is generally used in order to pay for something else, which is of course referring to a coin. And as the Gemara states, "Kol nasa dam ba'achar ma'iniu," what is this referring to? Matbei is referring to a coin. Ushma mina matbei nesach lipin. And l'chari, we see from this Mishnah that a matbei can be used for chlipin. And it's as if the Mishnah Maseches Gedushin stated that when someone has a matbei, kivin shezocha zeh, once someone is zeichin a matbei, neschayev zeh b'chlipin, then yichayev to give him the other item that you're exchanging. And we see that a matbeah is nasa chlipin, that a matbeah could effectuate chlipin. And ein entesis at the banner of mishma mino matbeah nasa chlipin, va'afagav the mois in koinis, and even though we stated previously that you can't use money in order to effectuate a kinyan, hanamin l'stama, that's only if you want to use the money in order to actually make a kinyan, avli mefarish b'teres chlipin koni, but if you're mefarish that want to use the money in order to effectuate a kinyan chlipin, then it would work. Inami afilu b'stama, kivin imachsel le matbeah, kederach l'achsel suda, kano chlipin, or as we mentioned previously, that once we see the seller return the money to the buyer, so therefore we see that they weren't using matbeah b'teris mois, and they weren't trying to be koina this item through the kinyan of kesef, and instead they were trying to be koina through a kinyan chlipin, and therefore the kinyan chlipin would work. And as Rashi says at the bottom of Amid, kivin shezoch hazeh neschayev zeh b'chlipin, im nosna b'aylin b'teris chlipin b'chlipi shor para, kivin shemashach bala para sa matbeah neschayev bala matbeah b'chol oinsin shivoldo b'chlipin me'ata, im mesa shor mesloi apple pishalei mashach alma kana b'chlipin shel matbeah. And therefore we see that once the buyer gives a matbeah to the seller, then the buyer already is koina the item, and therefore he's now going to be chayiv in all oinsin and anything that occurs to that item. And the Gemara continues and answers, Rabbi Yehuda explains that even though the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin stated kol nasa damim ba'achar, Acha, and you thought that it's referring to Matbea, and therefore you want to bring a Raya to Matbea Nasach Lipin, but the Mais is not referring to Matbea, and Hachikama, this is what the Mishnah Masech Kedushin means to say, and we continue on Daf Mem Vav and Beis, and the Mishnah is teaching us Kol Nishim Dama Ba'acha Kimin Shezachazeh Neschayev Zebach Lipin, that if someone uses an item which is metalflin, which is something which is generally evaluated and appraised in order to determine its value, then that is something that will work for Chalipin, and therefore if Reuven wants to acquire a par from Shimon, and Reuven gives some metalflin to Shimon, then Reuven will acquire the para, and there's no requirement for Reuven to be meishich the para, as Reuven is kinyan the para through a kinyan of chalipin. And as Rashi says, kol nishim dam ba'acha, kol sheregilim loshim oisa kishneis neisa dam ba'acha. Dahinu kol metalflin ba'adam l'sitin dam b'chefetz acha da'akol neshuma b'kami nasloi. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if you use any metalflin, then that could affect shwe chalipin. And of course, this would be against the shita of Nachman, who holds that since we learned the din of chalipin from the pasuk in Rus of shalofish naloi, therefore any item that's being used in order to affect shwe chalipin has to be similar to a shoe and has to be a kli. And as Rashi says, the shalofish naloi lav davka, and we see from this Mishnah that you lav davka have to use a shoe or a kli, the l'kayim kol davar dashin l'kayim b'chol davar k'lkamon. And as we learn from the words l'kayim kol davar, that any metaltlin can be used to affect shwe chalipin. And Rabbi Huda continues, the hachi nami mistavra, that's muchach, that is the pshad in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, as b'ditani sefer, that since the sefer that Mishnah continues and gives an example and says, ketzad, what is the scenario? Hichlof shara b'para, ichamor b'shar, if Reuven wants to swap a shara with Shimon's para, or Reuven wants to swap his chamor with Shimon's shar, and since these are the examples that the Mishnah gives for the case of the ratio of kol anasta davim b'achar, kibin shezachazed, and schayiv zeh b'chalipin, so we see that when the Mishnah says kol anasta davim b'achar, it is not referring to a matbea, and instead it's teaching us a chiddush that all metalflin can affect shwe chalipin. However, in a chenami, it's quite possible that in matbea nasa chalipin, that although metalflin can affect shwe chalipin, but a matbea cannot affect shwe chalipin. And the Gemara continues, "Umayilu salka daitch meikar matbea my ketsad." And lechayr, according to Harin the Gemara, that the Gemara thought that the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin was teaching us that matbea is nasa chalipin. So how would the Gemara have explained the words ketsad and the sefer of the Mishnah that stated ketsad hichlif shara b'para ichamar b'shar? And the Gemara explains hachikama that the Gemara's original havmina was that the Mishnah is teaching us two dinim. Number one, kol nasa dam ba'achar, referring to matbea, that could effectuate chalipin. And number two, we have to add into the Mishnah uperi nami avdi chalipin, that chalipin could also be effectuated through peris. And then we gave an example of that last case ketsad hichlif shara b'para ichamar b'shar. And the Gemara continues hanichl rav sheshes da ama peri avdi chalipin, that the way that you're explaining the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin works out very well according to Rav Sheshes, who holds that all types of peris and all types of metalflin can effectuate chalipin, and therefore certainly you could swap a shara for a para or a chamara for a shara. However, al Rav Nachman d'amar kli in av a peri le avdi chalipin, according to Rav Nachman, that says that since the pasuk says nol, therefore the only way to effectuate chalipin is by using a nol or something like a nol, which is a kli, but peri or behemoths cannot go and effectuate chalipin. So my ketzad, so how could a mishnah give an example where someone was switching a shara for a para or chamar for a shara? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kama, that in Chanami, according to Rav Nachman, the way to understand the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin has nothing to do with chalipin, and the Mishnah's chiddush is actually regarding kinyan kesef. And even though we generally hold that mois is in a kinyan and money cannot be kinyan something, however, yesh damim shein ki chalipin, there are times where you can use money and it has an effect just like it would be chalipin. Ketzad hechlof demei shara b'para or demei chamar b'shara. And Rashi gives an example where Reuven selling a shar to Shimon, and he sells the Shimon for $100, and now Shimon goes and makes a mashiach on the shar, and therefore acquires the shar, and now Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, and instead of Shimon paying $100 to Reuven, he tells Reuven, you should know I have a par that's valued at $100, and instead of me giving you this $100, I want to give you this par. And the din is that even though Shimon didn't actually give the par to Reuven, and Reuven did not yet do mashiach to the par, but once Reuven agrees that he will take this para instead of the $100, then Reuven immediately is coined as para, and therefore the Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin is not talking about chalipin, and it's also not talking about an actual kinyan of kesef, but it's talking about a very specific scenario. And the Gemara asks, my time with Rav Nachman, and what's pshat that Rav Nachman holds that this type of kinyan will work, as Savlo Karbechlon, he holds like Karbechlon, the Omar, and Rabbechlon holds Vater and Moyes Koines, they really on the Rice Dicker level, Moyes should be able to be Koine Metalplin, when playing Ma'amru Meshicha Koine, and why is it that Rabbanon stated that you can't be Koine or anything by using money, and instead you have to do either Meshicha or Hagbah, or some sort of Mesira, as Gzeira Shemi Yemeloy, Nisuf Richitech Balia, as Rabbanon made Gzeira that if Reuven will be able to pay money to Shimon for Chitim, and Reuven will actually pay money for Shimon's Chitim, Midurisa really Reuven owes the Chitim at that moment, and then when Reuven goes to try to collect the wheat from Shimon, Shimon could claim that there was a fire and the wheat was burnt, and Shimon will not be responsible to give the wheat to Reuven, as Lemaisa Reuven already owned the wheat, and therefore Reuven assumed all responsibility for wheat, even though it was still in Shimon's storehouse, and therefore the Rabbanim made a gzera that even if Reuven paid money to Shimon for his wheat, that Reuven is not koina until he actually gets his wheat and until he makes a meshicha, and milsa de shchicha gozber Rabbanon, and Rabbanon only made his gzera on a milsa de shchicha, but by milsa de shchicha like gozber Rabbanon, by milsa de shchicha, for example, in the case that we just gave, Rabbanon did not make such a gzera, and therefore the din Torah still applies, and Mois would be koina. And the Gemara continues that this makes a lot of sense. According to Rabbi Yechon, will hold that Dvar Torah is Mois koinis. However, Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, the meshicha mufresh min Torah, that he holds that the only kinyan that a person could make on metavlin is meshicha or hagbah or masira, but there is no kinyan of kesef midiraisa, and you can't be koina metavlin through kesef midiraisa. How will he explain the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin? And the Gemara says Hanichi savla krav sheshes mitaretz la krav sheshes. So it would be very good if Rish Lakish holds like the Shita Rav Sheshes, and he holds a period of the chalipin, then Enochanami, the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, is not discussing kesef at all, and it's discussing a case of chalipin as we mentioned beforehand. And the chiddush of the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin is that one could effectuate chalipin by using any metaltlin, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is gufa to tell us that we pass like Rav Sheshes and not like Rav Nachman. However, the Gemara is on Rish Lakish eli savla krav Nachman. If Rish Lakish holds like Rav Nachman, the amma period le abdi chalipin, and Rav Nachman holds that number one period cannot be used to effectuate chalipin, and similarly matbeya cannot be used to effectuate chalipin, and matbeya le koni, and matbeya can't be koni through chalipin either. Hechem itaritzla. So how would Rish Lakish be able to explain the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin? And the Gemara answers al kach Rav Shish mitaritzla. That in the Chanan we would have to say that Rish Lakish must hold like the Shita Rav Sheshes, and he must hold that there is no requirement to use a kli for chalipin, and to effectuate chalipin you can use an animal or any other metaltlin, and that is the chiddush of the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin. And the Gemara continues that we had a shayla if matbeya is nasa chalipin, and we also had a shayla if matbeya could be nikdim b'chalipin. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a Mishnah on daf memdal medalf tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah called metaltlin koin zezeh, that all metaltlin could be koin the one from the other. V'amreish lakish v'afilu kis mali mois b'kis mali mois. And Reish Lakish explained that if Reuven has a wallet full of money and Shimon has a wallet full of money and they want to swap it with each other, then once Reuven would take from Shimon's wallet full of money, then automatically Shimon would be koina Reuven's wallet that's full of money, and l'chayr it is a case of chalipin, and clearly we see that a matbeya could be nasa chalipin and it could effectuate chalipin, and we also will see that a matbeya could be nikna through chalipin. And the Gemara answers Tegma Rabacha explains that when our Mishnah is talking about different types of coins, we weren't talking about actual coins, as Eina Chanami we saw that Ula Rab Asi as well as Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Echron stated that imatbeya nasa chalipin, and just like imatbeya nasa chalipin, we also said that a matbeya cannot be acquired through chalipin. Therefore, Rav Acha explains bedina anka vanigra, that the Mishnah is referring to specific types of dinrim called anka and anigra. And the Gemara now defines what these are: echad shepasasim malchus ve'echad shepasasim medina. One is a coin where the kingdom said that this coin should no longer be used, and they voided this type of coin. And one of these refers to a type of coin where a specific country will not use this coin any longer, and is not considered legal tender in that country, but in other places it is considered legal tender. Therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that kol metaltlin koin zezeh, that even though that these coins at one point were considered legal tender, but now that they're not considered mois, so therefore they're now considered like regular metaltlin. Therefore, the din of ein matbeya nasa chalipin, and matbeya is not nikdim chalipin, doesn't apply, and this type of coin can effectuate chalipin and could be acquired through chalipin as well. And Rashi explains pesalso imalchus hamelach gazer shlo yetziu, that the melech made exira that you can't use these coins anymore. However, the people of the country could still use it, and there's still a black market to use these coins. And the other type of coins refers to coins that the people people of a country don't want to use that coin. And as Rashi says, B'dibidina Sanu, Aval Melech Leitziva, but this was not based on the commandment of the king. And other countries that are under the rule of that king, these coins are still used. And as the Gemara explains, Vitzricha, and there's a chiddush in both of these cases, the Ashbin and Pasalsa Malchus, if we would only say the case where the king passed these coins, Meshum Dloy Sagi Klal, because these can't be used at all, and therefore, since it's not considered Matbeah at all, and that's why you could use it for Chalipin, and Chalipin could acquire these coins as well. Al Pasalsa Medina, the Sagla Medina Chriti, but you would think that when you have a coin, where even though it can't be used in this Medina, but it is being used in other countries, and therefore, Ema Kat Matbeah, one may think that it's still classified as Matbeah, but Ema Matbeah Nikru B'Chalipin, and therefore, the Mishnah tells us that even in this case, as long as you're in a country where they don't use this matbeah, that you could use this for chalipin, and it could be acquired through chalipin. And if we tell you the din by paslas medina, so we'd say that since in this country no one wants to use these coins, and there's no black market for it either, so therefore it's not considered a matbeah any longer, and that's why you could use it for chalipin, and chalipin could be coined in these coins as well. However, since in the case where the king disqualified this coin, but the mice said these coins are still being used on the black market, then you would still think that it's considered matbeah, and you would not be able to use it for chalipin, and chalipin could not be coined these coins. Therefore, tzricha, that's why we had to give us both cases, and the Mishnah teaches us, we don't categorize these coins as matbeahs, and we categorize them as regular metaltlin, and therefore they could effectuate chalipin, and they could also be konui through chalipin. And as the Gemara states, tzricha, and we will stop over here.